To date, Howard Gardner has identified 8 multiple intelligences. You may recognize some of these in yourself and your kids. Here's the list: visual-spatial, linguistic-verbal, interpersonal, intrapersonal, logical-mathematical, musical, bodily-kinesthetic, and naturalist. Now I'm going to go through each one of these individually to help you identify the strengths of each one of these intelligences, what the characteristics are, and what the potential career choices might be for each one of these intelligences. Let's talk about visual spatial intelligence. Visual and spatial intelligence. What are the strengths? The strengths are visual and spatial judgment. People who are strong in visual spatial intelligence are very good at visualizing things. These individuals are often good with directions as well as maps, charts, videos, and pictures. Some of the characteristics of visual spatial intelligence include a person that enjoys reading and writing, good at putting puzzles together, good at interpreting pictures, graphs, and charts, person that enjoys drawing, painting, and the visual arts, and a person that recognizes patterns easily. And what are the potential career choices? If you're strong in visual spatial intelligence, good career choices for you are architect, artist, or engineer. Let's take a look at linguistic verbal intelligence. The strengths are words, language, and writing. People who are strong in linguistic verbal intelligence are able to use words well, both when writing and speaking. These individuals are typically very good at writing stories, memorizing information, and reading. Some of the characteristics of a linguistic verbal intelligence include good at remembering written and spoken information, enjoys reading and writing, good at debating or giving persuasive speeches. They're also able to explain things well and often use humor when telling stories. What are the potential career choices? If you're strong in linguistic verbal intelligence, good career choices for you are writer or journalist, lawyer or teacher. Let's take a look at logical mathematical intelligence. The strengths here are analyzing problems and mathematical operations. People who are strong in logical mathematical intelligence are good at reasoning, recognizing patterns, and logically analyzing problems. These individuals tend to think conceptually about numbers, relationships, and patterns. Their characteristics of logical mathematical intelligence include excellent problem-solving skills. They enjoy thinking about abstract ideas. They like conducting scientific experiments, and they're good at solving complex computations. What are some of the potential career choices? If you're strong in logical mathematical intelligence, good career choices for you are scientist, mathematician, computer programmer, engineer, and accountant. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence. The strengths are physical movement and motor control. Those who have high bodily kinesthetic intelligence are said to be good at body movement, performing actions, and physical control. People who are strong in this area tend to have excellent eye-hand coordination and dexterity. What are some of the characteristics of a bodily kinesthetic intelligence? They're good at dancing and sports. They enjoy creating things with his or her own hands. They have excellent physical coordination, and they tend to remember by doing rather than hearing or seeing. So what are some of the potential career choices for somebody who is strong in bodily kinesthetic intelligence? Dancer, builder, sculptor, actor. Let's take a look at musical intelligence. What are the strengths? Rhythm and music. People who have strong musical intelligence are good at thinking in patterns, rhythms, and sounds. They have a strong appreciation for music and are often good at musical composition and performance. Characteristics of musical intelligence include enjoys singing and playing musical instruments, enjoys musical patterns and tones easily. Good at remembering songs and melodies, and rich understanding of musical structure, rhythm, and notes. What are some potential career choices? Well, if you're strong in musical intelligence, good career choices for you are musician, composer, singer, music teacher, or conductor. Interpersonal intelligence. The strengths here are understanding and relating to other people. Those who have strong interpersonal intelligence and are good at understanding and interacting with other people. Those who have strong interpersonal intelligence are good at understanding and interacting with other people. These individuals are skilled at assessing the emotions, motivations, desires, and intentions of those around them. Characteristics of interpersonal intelligence include good at communicating verbally, skilled at nonverbal communication. They see situations from different perspectives. They create positive relationships with others, and they're good at resolving conflict in groups. What are some of the potential careers if you're strong in interpersonal intelligence? Psychologist, philosopher, counselor, salesperson, and politician. Intrapersonal. Let's take a look at intrapersonal intelligence. The strengths are introspection and self-reflection. Individuals who are strong in intrapersonal intelligence are good at being aware of their own emotional states, feelings, and motivations. They tend to enjoy self-reflection and analysis, including daydreaming, exploring relationships with others, and assessing their personal strengths. Characteristics of intrapersonal intelligence include good at analyzing his or her strengths and weaknesses, enjoys analyzing theories and ideas, excellent at self-awareness, clearly understands the basis of his or her own motivations and feelings. Potential career choices if you're strong in intrapersonal intelligence: philosopher, writer, theorist, scientist. And naturalistic intelligence. The strengths here are finding patterns and relationships in nature. Naturalist is the most recent added to Gardner's theory and has met with more resistance than his original seven intelligences. According to Gardner, individuals who are high in this type of intelligence are more in tune with nature and are often interested in nurturing, exploring the environment, and learning about other species. These individuals are said to be highly aware of even subtle changes in their environments. The characteristics for a naturalist intelligence include interested in subjects as botany, biology, zoology, good at categorizing and cataloging information easily. They may enjoy camping, gardening, hiking, and exploring the outdoors. It doesn't seem to enjoy learning unfamiliar topics that have no connection to nature. So what are some of the potential career choices if you're strong in naturalistic intelligence? Biologist, conservationist, gardener, and farmer. In conclusion, I'd like to thank Very Well Mind, who uses only the high-quality sources, including peer-reviewed studies, to support the facts within their articles and their information. It is my hope that the information on Howard Gardner's multiple intelligences has given you some insight and some understanding in how people are smart, and to recognize that these are special gifts that we each have. Hopefully you had some insight on these intelligences and how they relate to you and your children.